Gentrification and displacement are words that make residents anxious when their neighborhoods are being bought out by folks with more money. Last night at the Kroc Center, the City of Grand Rapids invited experts to meet with neighbors of the South Division Corridor and talk about these terms and how an area-specific plan plays into the process. Intercity Christian Federation President Ryan Verweiss.
Area-specific plans are a way that we as a community name what's important or what we would like to see happen in our community in the years to come.
For example, if neighborhoods write in an area-specific plan that they don't want three-story buildings, developers can't build one for years.
Generally, gentrification is really when someone takes that choice away from you, and you feel like an outsider in your own neighborhood.
That's panelist Nancy Haynes, executive director of the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan. So, what makes neighbors feel choiceless and gentrified? Joel Reuter, director of Home Repair Services of Kent County, says areas where banks stopped giving loans to residents and white flight took capital away suddenly get popular again among affluent suburbanites. They buy properties, get remodeling loans that long-term residents were denied. Property values rise, people's rent goes up. Investors come in, and long-term residents start feeling the pressure.
Folks that are at the very lowest end of the spectrum in terms of economic power, often renters, are the first to get pushed out.
So why can't folks just pack up and move? Well, Haynes says the stakes are higher than just a long commute.
Where you live is really at the core of who you are. It defines your longevity, your lifespan.
Which leads us back to an area-specific plan. Tomorrow night, the Urban Core Collective will present proposals at LinkUp about this very process. And next Tuesday, November 21st, the city will host its third community engagement event at the Kroc Center. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.